New evidence presented in court suggests that the MOD rejected some resettlement applications outright from Afghan commandos who had served with UK Special Forces after 2014, when British conventional forces left Helmand Province, without even referring them to UKSF headquarters for sponsorship. The MOD has not explained this apparent policy shift. A spokesperson stated that after 2014, the UK's role evolved from combat operations to primarily training, advising, and assisting CF-333, which was under the command of the Afghan Ministry of Interior. However, former UK Special Forces officers have challenged this claim, arguing that the triples continued to play an integral role in British-led operations after 2014. Conclusion. The mass rejection of resettlement applications from Afghan commandos who fought alongside British forces raises serious ethical and legal questions. The ongoing legal battles and public inquiry may eventually shed light on the decision-making process behind these rejections. Until then, hundreds of Afghan commandos remain in hiding, fearing for their lives, as they wait for justice and accountability from the British government.